anger and reconciliation. Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Ephesians 4:26-27. Renee lived with anger that permeated all her relationships. Many could not blame her with all she experienced in life. However, many did not want to be around Renee, for without warning, they often became the recipients of her wrath. God tells us it is okay to be angry, but we are not to sin. The words, "Let not the sun go down upon your wrath," mean we are not to let a great deal of time go by before we reconcile. We need to have a spirit of reconciliation, making amends and compromising, even when we think we are 100% right. When we don't have this perspective of quickly resolving conflict, our anger festers and we become embittered, hard-hearted, and resentful. We end up making room for the devil, allowing Satan a foothold in our lives. The unresolved anger will poison us and destroy relationships with others, leaving us lonely, afflicted, and alone in our wrath. Surrender your anger to the Lord, asking the Holy Spirit to empower you to forgive and be reconciled to the offender. In this liberation, enjoy the abundant life Jesus came to give us. Forgiving Lord, I surrender my anger to you. Please give me a spirit of reconciliation and the opportunity to make amends with the offender. Amen. The Lord wrote this devotional, Anger and Reconciliation, through me, Tina Ilakwa, and it is published in 365 Daily Whispers of Wisdom for Busy Women.